And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table, then goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you'd say he's mighty...
He's mighty...
With his money.
Careless.
And someone who's just the least little thing, and he loses his temper, you can't joke with him at all. You'd say that he's...
High-tempered.
Or he's too...
Quick on the draw.
Do you ever say he's touchy or touches or...
Yes, he's very touchy.
You'd say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
Angry or mad.
And if someone's about to lose their temper, you tell them, now just keep...
Just keep calm.
And someone who's very sure of himself and makes up his mind and then you can't make him change his mind, you say that he's...
Strong.
Strong-headed,
I guess. Or bull-headed or something like that.
And if you'd been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
Tired.
Any other way of saying that?
All petered out. Give you some...
And that's just a slang expression?
Yes.
And using the expression wear out, you'd say, I'm just completely...
Worn out.
And you say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Acts kind of like she were... Had her feelings hurt or something like that.
Do you ever use the word queer for a quar?
Queer, yes, I've heard that a lot.
Has that word changed meanings in the past few years? Or how would you define queer?
Queer, of course, is somebody that's a little different from anybody else, and then on the other hand is another queer that's a person, you know, would be queer that might say that...
You mean homosexual?
Homosexual, yeah.
When you were young, did people ever say he is a queer but not mean homosexual? Did people ever use the...
Yes, I have heard that. He's very queer in his actions or something like that.
And say if a person had been well, then suddenly hear that they've got some disease, you'd say, well, yesterday when I saw them, they were fine. When was it that they, what, sick?
When they took sick.
And if someone went outside in bad weather and came in with sneezing and coughing, you'd say that he...
Was taking a cold, I think.
Or yesterday he...
He was all right and wasn't sneezing and coughing.
But then he went outside and he...
And he started to sneeze and cough.
He what? A cold? He
caught a cold.
And he couldn't talk right then. You said he was...
Very hoarse.
And if you do that, you have a...
What? I didn't get the...
If you do that, you have a...
Oh, a cough.
And somebody who can't hear anything at all, you'd say that they're...
Can't... They're deaf.
And say if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
Have perspired.
Or look how much I... What? Using another word.
Sweat.
And a sore that comes to a head, that'd be called a...
Rising.
Or a...
Carbuncle. Carbuncle.
Is that the same thing?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so, no.
What about another name for rising?
Well, I suppose a carbuncle or a rising is more or less...
What about a name that starts with a B?
A B?
Boil?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Yes, a rising and a boil is, to me, the same thing.
What about the stuff that drains out when it opens?
Pus.
And in a blister?
Blister is water.